This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Someday soon, you'll need a routine medical test, maybe an ultrasound or a mammogram, and you'll obviously want the best. But the quality of different health exams can vary a lot depending on the doctor or hospital you go to, and it's not easy for patients to find information about quality. That's what WBUR's Martha Biebinger discovered when she got a scribbled note from her doctor notifying her that it was time for a colonoscopy.
A colonoscopy is a colonoscopy, right? Just one of those tests we're told to get when we hit middle age. That's what I thought before I met James Tracy, a gastroenterologist who does more than 1,000 colonoscopies a year. Tracy starts telling me about this running competition he has with other GI docs, one in particular at Hawthorne Medical Associates in Dartmouth. It's about who has the highest rate for finding polyps during a colonoscopy.
When he and I walked down the hall, it wouldn't be uncommon for him to mention his percentage to get me going. And of course, that redoubles my effort that I'm not going to have that edge over me, and I'm going to make my numbers as good as his.
Tracy tells me some doctors in his practice find polyps in twice as many patients as others. Hold on, I think. This seems pretty important. I'm getting this not-so-pleasant test to look for adenomas, the polyps that can develop into cancer. So I ask Tracy, why is there such a big difference? He reminds me, the colon is a roughly 6-foot-long tube packed into the abdomen.
60 to 70% of the colon you can see very clearly, no matter what you do.
Dear listeners, I apologize. This gets a bit graphic.
But 30% of the colon, you need to work at it. You need to look behind corners. You need to irrigate the colon out if there's any fluid or debris. You need to re-examine an area several times if the anatomy is distorted, so the colonoscope cannot clearly see.
My takeaway is that some doctors look more closely for polyps than others. And of course, patients play a big role here, too. If we don't follow the prep instructions, such as fasting, and come in for this test with a clean colon, the doctor is not going to have a clear view of potential problems. Okay, enough description. So I make a list, based on conversations with doctors, of ways that one colonoscopy can be better than another. That list is on WBUR.org. Then I email some large hospitals and physician groups in Greater Boston to ask how they measure up. I show the responses to Sasha.
The doctor says, you must be kidding. What kidding about what exactly?
Well, right. It was as in we've never done this before and we are not going to start now.
All right. So the next one says, we'll get back to you. Now, that response isn't incredulous like the last one, but it is noncommittal.
And another one says, flat out, no.
So why this resistance to sharing their data on quality?
Well, Sasha, in all my reporting, I couldn't find any doctors or hospitals who've published information about how well they perform colonoscopies, even though most of them told me they have this information. There is a lot of reluctance.
But of course, if patients had this information, they might get a more thorough exam, and ultimately they might be more likely to avoid colon cancer.
Exactly. And after I did a little negotiation with 5 physician groups, they agreed, for the first time, they say, to give me information about their colonoscopies. Things like how often they find polyps and how often they accidentally poke a hole in the colon.
Now, to clarify, this is how well they perform as a group, not as individual doctors.
That's right. So here's a shout out to the physicians groups who voluntarily gave me their information. Beth Israel Deaconess, Mass General, Harvard Vanguard, Hawthorne, which is affiliated with Steward Healthcare, and Digestive Health Associates, whose doctors are part of the physicians group at Tufts Medical Center. There's a doctor at Mass General named James Richter who's suggesting that GI docs nationwide begin sharing information with patients as well.
We do think that accountability for performance is something that we owe society, but we want to do it in a serious rather than a superficial way.
Dr. Richter says he doesn't know of any hospitals or physician groups that are ready to give me quality information about how individual doctors perform colonoscopies. I understand that resistance because some doctors take on sicker patients who would distort their scores, and there are no standards yet for quality measures.
Most data on quality is so brand new, it just hasn't caught on. It's changing.
Dr. José Marsal, who practices in Stoneham at Digestive Health Associates, did share with me his individual scores, which are high.
Things are becoming more open, I guess, if you were to call it that. I think the concern with sharing data on quality is obviously the concern about malpractice and legal issues related to that.
These concerns apply to many, many tests and procedures, not just to colonoscopies. Patients have to be more inquisitive.
It's certainly their right as a patient to ask providers about this information.
Dr. Beverly Loudon helps Harvard Vanguard track patient safety.
My hope would be that moving forward, we can be completely transparent about all of these things, but I'm not sure exactly when we're going to get to that point of complete transparency.
For now, if you need a colonoscopy, be sure you ask at least one question. How often does your doctor find adenomas, the polyps that can develop into cancer? That answer is important. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.